Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 68th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 50 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then we get into verse number 4 through 6, and when the days of his mourning were past after the 70 days, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I found grace in your eyes, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying. And notice, Joseph didn't go straight to Pharaoh, which he could have, because he's second in charge, and he had Pharaoh's ear. But Joseph thought it would be more advantageous for him to have Pharaoh's closest confidants and advisors and all actually ask a favor for Joseph, and that's what he did. So Joseph decided to ask the confidants, the advisors of the Pharaoh, that verse number 5, say this, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die, speaking of Jacob, speaking to Joseph, Lo, I die, in my grave which I have dug for me in the land of Canaan, that there shalt thou bury me. Now therefore, let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, Go up and bury thy father, according as he had made thee swear, after he had made thee swear. And after 70 days, Joseph was determined to obey his father's command. Remember that dad, before he died, he said, Son, don't leave me here. Don't bury me here in this foreign land, this strange land. Take me back to Canaan. Remember, he made him swear. And Joseph said, I will do that, Dad. Well, because of that, Joseph asked Pharaoh's permission that he could leave. And he asked him through, not so much directly, but through Pharaoh's counselors and officers to carry it for his father for a burial. But notice the end of verse 5. I kind of slipped through that. But look at verse number 5, these words, where he says, and I will come again. In other words, I'll come back, because which are important words to the ears of Pharaoh. Because if he lets them go off to that foreign land, what's to keep them from staying back, staying home, and not coming back to Egypt? Because the famine's already over, land is filled with plenty. But Joseph wanted Pharaoh to know, hey, I'm not going to stay there. I'll be back. Okay, so Pharaoh said, okay, go ahead and you can leave. Now verses 7 through 9, and Joseph went up to bury his father. It's interesting, and went up with all the service, and with him went all the service of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and of all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house, only their little ones and their flocks and their herds. And they left in the land of Goshen, and they went, and there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. So have in your mind, picture this, the great funeral procession that accompanied Joseph and the family to the land of Canaan. It was a large funeral procession. Not only did the family go, you know, Joseph and his brothers and wives, but also we see the leaders of Egypt, all the dignitaries went of Egypt. It talked about the servants and elders went up because they greatly honored not just Joseph, but Jacob, and out of great respect, this great hordes of people went And notice that they left behind the children and all the animals. So the kids, the grandkids, all the little kids, and the animals did not take the journey to Canaan. Now, probably a dual purpose. Number one, it would have been a tough journey for them, for the kids to go, and for burials, a long journey. Matter of fact, they remember they're in Egypt, so they would go down on the, it would be on the eastern side of the Dead Sea. And all the way down, and they'd go underneath the Dead Sea. They're going through the wilderness of Sinai, all of that desert area. Then they're going back up, and they would be on the east side of the Jordan, on this side and this side of the Dead Sea. So on the west side of the Dead Sea, east side of Jordan. I'm just saying, it's a long journey to take. And so the other thing probably in the back of Pharaoh's mind also, well, if I have your kids and your animals and all here, they're coming back for sure. I don't know what the deal was, but for sure the children and the animals stayed behind, most likely because it was a large, arduous, difficult journey for them to make. But at the same, even though it was a long, difficult journey and there weren't McDonald's, there weren't, you know, Golden Corrals or these eating places, they had to take plenty of supplies and food for all of this. The Bible talks about this large group of people that would on the funeral procession. And that's why it talks about in verse number 9, and there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And these chariots are not like these chariots that we think about when you remember the old movie Ben-Hur, you know, where they're riding just a little, the horses up there, and you need a little, where one or two guys can sit. No, these chariots, remember, they're translated wagons. The same word that they used when, remember when they went to go see Jacob and Joseph sent all those wagons from Egypt. And we mentioned it was probably Joseph who invented these great wagons. We would think of them as trains almost, large things that could carry vast supplies of food and whatever of things that was carrying on. So these chariots are not little two-man carriages. They're large caravans that have plenty of food and supplies for, the Bible calls them, a great company. Now, also notice there were horsemen. The word horsemen here literally means cavalry. They had armed guards, so to speak. So they didn't just have dignitaries, but they had armed escort. Wouldn't that be something? Kind of like we had Brother Harold Williams had the funeral here the other day over here in Auburndale. And always they have a sheriff's deputy or something that would escort the processional. Well, these people were doing more than escorting. These horsemen, they were there for protection in case, you know, marauders and somebody may want to invade to get the supplies. Well, these horsemen were the cavalry that would protect them. So they were seriously a lot of people that went on this journey. We call it a funeral procession. Verses number 10 and 11. Now remember, it was a long journey, and finally they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and a very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. Remember, they already mourned 70 days. Now they're mourning. They get near Canaan. They haven't quite arrived there, but they're getting very close to the cave of Machpelah. And they stop in this area, and they mourned for 7 days. It's interesting. Look at verse number 11. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians." Wherefore, the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan. It's interesting to see that the Canaanites saw this great throng of people. Remember, they were coming from Egypt. And in the Canaanites' mind, these were all Egyptians because they dressed like Egyptians in this large entourage. So that's why they called this place the mourning to the Egyptians. In their mind is probably some great leader had passed away. And who what's going on out here? Not knowing, most likely they didn't know about Jacob dying, because remember, they didn't have the internet. They didn't have things that we have today. So that's why it says in verse number 11 that they thought, well, it must be some kind of great Egyptian. They thought these were all Egyptians out here. But no, in the midst of them was Joseph and the brothers, because in verse number 12 we see this. And his sons did according as he had commanded him, speaking of Jacob, his sons, which would be Joseph and Reuben and the rest of them, did according as he had commanded them.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.